This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is the teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Morning Star Cathedral, Lighthouse Chapel International, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra begins an exciting new series titled Eternal Life. Let's join in as he introduces his subject.
Thanksgiving is very, very powerful. It's one of the things that a Christian is supposed to do all the time, thanking the Lord. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. In other words, whether you like it or not, it's God's will that we thank Him. In good times, in bad times, in tough times. Life itself has its own seasons. It's always changing. In Genesis 8:22, the Bible says, as long as heaven and earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Sounds like an antithesis, which means they are opposite to each other. All that is saying is that life is made up of good times and bad times. There is seed time, there is harvest time. There's a time when you have to work, just planting. But there's a time to when you enjoy. There's a time when it's cold, there's a time when it's warm. But all it's saying is that through the good and bad times, we must always be thankful to God. Somebody say amen. Amen. And anytime you see Jesus thanking the Lord. He says, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. John 11:41. And I know that you hear me always because of the people who stand by. I said it that they may believe that thou didst send me. In Luke 1:34, Mary said, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? You know, our problem is when we want God to do something, we want to find out the solution for ourselves. We want to know how it's going to be done. So he says, how shall this be? Your job is not to figure out how it's going to be done. Your job is to believe. Then the angel said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. 1 John chapter 1 verse 1 is a key scripture. This is John writing about Jesus, introducing Jesus. It says this Jesus I'm talking about is not a normal human being. You people call him the carpenter's son, but he's not a carpenter's son. He was from the beginning. He is the creator of the earth. So John was referencing Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning, God created. So it says, the person I'm talking to you about is God. He's the one who was at the beginning of creation. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard. In other words, it says Jesus spoke to us. We heard his voice. Which we have seen. In other words, we saw him. Which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life, declare we unto you. In other words, it's this Jesus that we are talking about. It says that we were actually eyewitnesses. We saw him ourselves. We heard his voice. We saw him. We felt him. We touched him. We experienced him. We are real witnesses of what we are about to say. Hallelujah. Next verse. The life was manifested, and we have seen it, and declare unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. I want to speak on the subject, eternal life. Tell somebody, eternal life. There is an English word called lifestyle. The word lifestyle, it means the way people live. Lifestyle. As we are sitting here, we all have different lifestyles. The way we live is very different. Depending on who you are, where you are coming from, the money available to you, the way you think, your background, your education, everything, it affects your lifestyle, the way you live. Even countries have a lifestyle. The lifestyle of Americans is different from the lifestyle of Ghanaians. The lifestyle of those in Germany is different from the lifestyle of those in Sierra Leone. In Germany, the lifestyle of Germany, you don't drive on potholed roads. No, it's not like that. The way they live there is different. In America, the way people live is different. When you go to America, look at their houses, beautiful roads, skyscrapers, fast food, so many things there. It's different from Ghana. No. In Ghana, you may easily see some goat coughing and crossing the road. And it's crossing. It's a goat. But it coughs like a human being. I have never seen a goat crossing the road in America before. And coughing. Lifestyle. If you look at the Bible, you realize that if you take the lifestyle of Lazarus, you take the lifestyle of the rich man. Very different. Luke 16:19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fed sumptuously every day. This man was wearing designer shoes, Gucci shoes, designer clothes, designer watches, Patek Philippe watches. When Rome the other day, I went to a shop, a watch shop, a Patek Philippe shop. I looked at the watches. One watch starts from about $150,000. Ask your neighbor, by the way, what's the value of your watch? 26, but there was a certain beggar, Lazarus, which was daily laid at his gate full of sores. 21 says, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. So this guy had a very poor lifestyle. So on earth, we have people who have a rich lifestyle. We have some who have a poor lifestyle. But the Bible says, when Jesus came into the world, he came with another kind of lifestyle. It's called eternal life. You know, when we say eternal life, the average Christian thinks that it's some kind of life that we will lead when we die. No. As soon as you are born again, you're supposed to be living that life. Eternal life is the lifestyle of heaven itself. That's why John said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life, declare we unto you. He said, we are about to tell you about a heavenly lifestyle. And he said, and the life was manifested. Manifested means visible to the senses. He said, and we have seen it. And declare unto you that eternal life which was with the Father. In other words, when Jesus was in heaven, that was the kind of life he was leading. But when he came down to earth, he came to continue that same lifestyle. He was a carpenter's son, but his lifestyle was not a lifestyle of a carpenter's son. Because they didn't say he lived the lifestyle of a carpenter's son. They said he lived the lifestyle of heaven, the way of living. And they said, the life was manifested, and we have seen it. And declare unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father. In other words, when he was in heaven, he was living that kind of life. Then he came down to earth and said, it was manifested. To us. If you are a Christian, you are here in Ghana, you're not supposed to lead the lifestyle of Ghanaians. You're supposed to lead the lifestyle of heaven. It's called eternal life. You start that life here, but when you get to heaven, you walk in its fullest manifestation and expression. Push your neighbor, say, I'm about to change my lifestyle. Instead of being in Ghana and trying to live like an American, live like somebody from heaven. John said, this kind of lifestyle, he said, it was manifested to us, and we have seen it. So today I want to challenge all of us, that let's change our lifestyle. Our lifestyle should not be the lifestyle of Ghana. It should not be the lifestyle of the earth. It should not be the lifestyle of America. It should not be the lifestyle of the Japanese. It should not be the lifestyle of Germans. It should be the lifestyle of heaven. Don't let your environment shape your lifestyle. Don't let your background shape your lifestyle. Don't let your income shape your lifestyle. Don't let your education shape your lifestyle. Let heaven determine your lifestyle. You know, the American ambassador or the German ambassador or the French ambassador, they are here with us, but they don't live like Ghanaians. The American ambassador lives an American life in Ghana. If you go there, all their cars are American cars. Their food, American food. I knew a guy who used to work at the American embassy. He told me everything is brought from America. Paper, water, pens, toilet roll, oil, rice, water. He said everything straight from America. He told me they live an American life in Ghana. They are ambassadors. As we are also walking on this earth, we are ambassadors for Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new type of animal, a reformed creature or a trained creature, a totally brand new creature. It's like for a dog to turn into a chicken. And the dog barks. You have a dog. It barks in your house. Then one dawn, you come out. The dog has turned into a chicken. How did this dog turn into a chicken? When you give your life to Christ, you are supposed to change completely and take on the lifestyle of heaven. Eternal life. That's why John said, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you might also have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and the Son. He said, we are rubbing shoulders with people with the lifestyle of heaven. He's a new creature. So when a man becomes born again, his lifestyle is supposed to change completely.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that when we become born again, we are ambassadors for Christ and our lifestyle must change completely to the lifestyle of heaven. Join us same time tomorrow as Kakwa continues this exciting message.
You are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to Him. You know you are far from God or you are a backslider and you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
It said, dear prophet, this is very difficult to understand. My wife and I got married last year, April. At a honeymoon, she told me she had her menses. On the second day, menses the day before our wedding. This continued for 8 months nonstop. We visited many medical specialists, all to no avail. Wow. Then we came to see you for you to pray for us that we're believing God for the fruit of the womb. You prayed for us, and after we went home, she started complaining that she was not feeling well. After some days, we went to check out the hospital and my wife was pregnant. What a surprise. We want to give God the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakwa Bedding on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakwa Bedding AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakwa Bedding. It's that simple. Kakwa Bedding AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.